If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Every day is just one heartbeat away from a headline. This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi, featuring retired FBI Special Agent Jennifer Coffendaffer.
The case of the murder of Sandra Birchmore. This is one every single time I look at it, and I've been looking at it a lot this last week. I just get more and more angry because this is such a situation where this young girl was failed so many times by people that should have been there to help her through a very rough time. After losing her parents, she's joining the Police Explorer program. And what happens there? Not good guidance, not anything to help her heal or to help her kind of move her mind in a positive way. No, she's preyed upon, allegedly, by police officer Matthew Farwell and allegedly a couple others as well. Joining me to discuss, Jennifer Coffendaffer, retired FBI special agent. It's about a week into this case now that we know publicly. What's been your reactions to how this has been developing?
Well, you know, Tony, this case really, it's been one I've been following for months now. Mm-hmm. It never made any sense. Mm-mm. And I'll tell you what didn't make sense was when they publicly released the video of him going into her apartment right before she was last seen, mm-hmm, ever. And then leaves, and he's all masked up. He looks like a perpetrator, yeah, and kind of sneaking in and then sneaking out. I think it was like 25, 30 minutes he was there. That never sat well. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, all the allegations started coming out about his relationship with her, blah, 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 blah. I thought, how in the world could this possibly be a suicide? It didn't make any sense, especially when we learned that she was hanging from a ligature from a doorknob. Not a usual way,
no,
that a young girl who's pregnant is going to kill herself. And then now, of course, the full reveal on, you know, all this information that law enforcement had clear back then, mm-hmm, all these text messages, the broken necklace, the bruising on her body, autopsy details regarding her hyoid bone, the relationship they had, Tony, just awful.
How did this happen in terms of this not being investigated as a homicide? I mean, walk me through what you think went on behind the scenes once she's dead, once Farwell goes in there and allegedly murders her. How does this not get an investigation? How does the medical examiner say, yep, suicide? How does nobody look into this further? I mean, who has that kind of allegiance to Matthew Farwell that they're going to be like, yeah, clearly this was a murder, but hey, buddy, we got you. I got your back.
Well, I think the biggest problem is that Emmy report, mm-hmm. the Emmy saying that it was a suicide. That is just a recipe for disaster when you're an investigator. We saw it, and I know we'll probably get into it more in the Karen Reed case, where that Emmy basically doesn't make any conclusion.
Yeah.
That's also an issue. Anytime you don't have a conclusion by the Emmy that isn't a homicide, and you're an investigator and you have all of these clues that show you it's a homicide, but you've got a medical examiner that says it isn't, how in the world do you think that wouldn't produce reasonable doubt in a trial? So you can't take it from there.
No. So what did Matthew Farwell, in a real sick way, really just luck out and had a real incompetent medical examiner who just is like, oh, it's suicide? Or do you think there was some sort of collusion here or some sort of influence, like, let's make this a suicide?
Well, that's the million-dollar question. And believe me, the Bureau is going to get to the bottom of it. And they have a really good, I think, some carrots to dangle in front of Farwell. I mean, first of all, if anybody else colluded with him on this cover-up, and I didn't like seeing those police reports when they were calling him Matt. Mm-hmm. Never seen a police report in the ever working, you know, local crimes, working with the gang unit. All the police reports I've read, which are tens of thousands, I have never seen somebody write, oh, and Matt didn't do it, basically.
Yeah.
You know, so I couldn't believe that, Tony. So that in and of itself gave me a lot of pause just in terms of the familiarity. But then you see Fanning, the one who wrote it, and one that does have a loose connection to the case with Karen Reed, mm-hmm. you see that he was invited to be on the arrest team. You see him leaving the courthouse. You mm-hmm. see him part of that, part of the investigation. And the Bureau and the U.S. Attorney's Office not only included the state police, Massachusetts State Police, and the Stoughton Police Department, but thanked them.
Yeah.
You know, very strongly for all their cooperation and help. So I found all of that sort of juxtaposed to the idea that this was a gigantic cover up. Again, are we talking about complete incompetence?
It can masquerade as conspiracy quite often. It's just we're seeing a real pattern over here in this area of the country, in these two departments that are right next to each other, sharing some people and such. It just seems far too ridiculous to say that everybody is that incompetent. And with him being on the arrest team and being the one who initially wrote the report, is this trying, I mean, we can look at it another way too. Is this trying to kind of, you know, dust away some stuff early on so it doesn't look like there was some sort of a cover up? Like, look, he's here. He's part of the arrest team now. If he was part of this, he wouldn't be on the arrest team. Let's just get him over here so he looks a lot more noble than criminal.
Well, I could tell you this, the FBI, who would have been in charge of putting together the ops plan and the orders mm-hmm. and getting everything together, they do not pick the personnel from the other departments. Mm-hmm. You know, they tell the other departments, listen, we'd like to have two agents, you know, or two officers, yeah. two detectives, two this, two that. And then those are offered up by those department heads, typically. Mm-hmm. So could, to your point, I'm just saying, because it wouldn't have been federally selected,
yeah.
is that a possibility? It's a possibility. What really bothers me about this whole thing is the detectives from the state police, because remember the Canton Police Department, this happened in Canton. That's where her apartment was. So of course they were the ones on the wellness check, but typically when you have a situation like this, it's turned over in Massachusetts anyway to the state police for investigation. But I will say this, it was just assumed to be a suicide. This is back to this incompetence. Mm-hmm. She had wash in the washing machine. You know, She was drying clothes. All they had to do was look at her phone for 5 minutes to see all the appointments she was making, to see the gender reveal for her child she was scheduling, to see all these communications with Farwell, that he was the last one she communicated with. Hey, I'm coming over. Okay, I'll leave the door unlocked. Mm-hmm. It's really stunning.
Yeah, I mean, it blows your mind.
All right, true crime addicts, let's cut the crap. You're knee-deep in the gory details of your favorite podcast when suddenly a commercial hits like a bad meal. Seriously? You deserve better. Upgrade to True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts, where you can binge without those annoying ads. Plus, get extended interviews that go deeper into the darkness and early access to episodes so you can be the first to know. It's like trading up from fast food to fine dining, but with more blood. So, go ahead. Search for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe and feast on the good stuff.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.